الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الصلاة خير من النوم الصلاة خير من النوم الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أأنتم أشد خلقا أم السماء؟ بناها، رفع سمكها فسواها، وأغطش ليلها وأخرج ضحاها، والأرض بعد ذلك دحاها، أخرج منها ماءها ومرعاها، والجبال أرساها، متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم، فإذا جاءت الطامة الكبرى، يوم يتذكر الإنسان ما سعى، وبرزت الجحيم لمن يرى، فأما من طغى وآثر الحياة الدنيا فإن الجحيم هي المأوى، وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها، فيما أنت من ذكراها، إلى ربك منتهاها، إنما أنت منذر من يخشاها، كأنهم يوم يرونها لم يلبثوا إلا عشية أو ضحاها. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إن بطش ربك لشديد، إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد، وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد. هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود؟ بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب، والله من ورائهم محيط. بل هو قرآن مجيد في لوح محفوظ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام، ثم الحمد لله على نعمة الإيمان، وكفى به النعمة. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه ومن تابعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم إلى ذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء. آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. اللهم صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the verse of Surah Al-Hadid. Surah Al-Hadid actually is that surah, is the Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi makes mention in the Tafasir of Jalalain that if Surah Al-Asr, this shortest surah of the Quran, would suffice for the mankind's salvation and success, only one surah, if they obey upon it, practice upon it, believe on it, suffice for success. But Surah Al-Asr was like a seed planted by Allah, and the tree which grew from there is Surah Al-Hadid. In the ayah which I have recited is another amazing and astonishing, is that Allah begins the ayah by His own name. Certain places in the Quran, Allah speaks for first His name, then He continues. Like Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard, Allahu La ilaha illa huwa al Hayyu al Qayyum. These are some of the greatest of the ayah of the Quran. But in this ayah, Allah says, Allahu, it is Allah, Nazzala, has revealed, has sent down, Nazzala, Ahsan al Kitab, Ahsan al Hadith, perfect speech. Hasana, Ahsana, comes to perfection. That is, there can never be better speech than the Kalamullah, than the speech of Allah, that is in the form of Kitab, Quran. The way king has got a role over his own subordinate, that he is the highest in position, in the language, from the speech perspective, Allah's speech is the king of all the speeches. Kalamul muluki mulukul kalam. So Allahu nazzala ahsan al hadith. Allah has sent down unto you the perfect, the best of the speech, ahsan al hadith, kitaban, in the form of a book, mutashabihan. Sometimes you'll see similitude. An event is repeated twice, thrice, but each time it's from different angle, people to understand. Mutashabiham mathani. Same thing repeated and many times. Taqsha'irru minhu. The repetition of the event mentioned is in order for us to remember, and but the purpose of that is to bring within us the consciousness of Allah, shu'ur. Shu'ur, once it comes, then you gain the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what is also called khushu'. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah says the men, the people who have iman, male and female, have become successful, those who devote themselves in salah. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. So khushu' comes, shu'ur comes, consciousness comes, that you devote yourself, but you also remember while you are devoting that you shouldn't become into halat and condition of ecstasy, then you forget and you fall down. Allah wants you to remain in shu'ur, but all the time remember Him. So Quranic verses, when it is recited, when it is learned, when it is heard, each time it brings within the person who is hearing, who is reciting, who is learning, a shu'ur. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ. The shu'ur, the reason for shu'ur, that Allah will now turn shu'ur into talinu juluduhum wa qulubuhum. It will soften their skin, and as a result of which, heart will get softened. تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَّا ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Once the heart gets softened, then again it will result in remembrance of Allah. The heart will order to the tongue that now mention the greatness of Allah. The technology, the advancement, and in the time which we are living, it is the era of absolute fitna. Dajjalic network, the network also now, which is called website also, both have got the same name, purpose which was made. Net is created or is made in order to catch the prey. The website, when it is made by the spider, mainly is not for the housing purpose only, but it is also for the purpose of catching the prey. So we human beings have become very naive. In past 50, 60 years, since the World War II, the establishment of the entertainment industry took place, where they established Hollywood, Bollywood, and there might be many other woods. And then the technology advanced and the internet came, which is the mother of all the fitna. Actually, one is fitna, like television was a fitna, those in 60s and 70s. Then came the film also, another fitna. But the mother was coming and it came now. Then it gave us small children in form of the telephone, in form of the gadget. And then the worst one is it's called online game to destroy the memory of our children. And we are people that we said, okay, it's part of the life. Obviously, it is necessity as well. I hope we don't deny that. But then there is limitation. It should not happen that the gadget and the phones and the internet take you away from Allah. Your priority is shu'ur, is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can. Because what will come out from your mouth at the end is what you mention the most. Man ahabba shay'an akthara dhikra. A person, human, is like that. Allah's hadith says, whatever you love most, you increase the mention. If you love soccer player, for example, you just keep on saying that particular individual, he plays for so-and-so team, he's one of the best players. Each time you keep on mentioning to people when you get into gathering of the friends. If you love a car, you'll mention the car. So let us love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Allah tells us to repeat Quran again and again. Salah is a repetition. So dhikrullah is a repetition. Quran is repetition recited again and again. The purpose that what you said most will be your last kalam, will be your last word. And what hadith says, man kana akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah dakhal al-jannah. Whosoever shall have the last word coming out from his mouth, la ilaha illallah, guaranteed Jannah. May Allah grant us Jannah, and may Allah make us among those who recite the kalima when we leave this world. My respected brothers, this is the purpose of this deen. Al-i'tibaru ala al-khawatim. Nabi alayhi salam makes mention, the reality of the person, if you want to see, look at the end, how his end comes. I have seen many ends, but I just want to mention one end. There was an individual who was in Houston, Texas. I recall him very well. I was a very young imam there in those days. So then what he would do, he was against the other imam, who was the principal imam. And what he did is that he wrote some papers against the imam, and then he printed into flyers, and then he was distributing outside the masjid. So we went and told him that don't do this, because what you're saying is all lie, and I don't know why you're causing this difficulty. But he kept on doing for several Jum'ahs. However, after that, his children, they left him for some reason. Then he ended up going back to his home country. And it so happened that I also went there for visiting some scholars. So I found this individual actually eating dirt from the sewage water. So I recognized him, that this is that same individual. So I went to him. He looked at him. I mentioned his name. So he looked at me. I said, what are you doing here? I said, astaghfirullah. Come outside. Read ashadu an la ilaha illallah. Don't you in dirt. He looks at me and he said, this is what I cannot mention. I cannot mention la ilaha illallah. Allah takes away the ability to mention his name. So this technology also, if we don't control ourselves and suppress our desire, I do understand that there is a craziness. And it makes you craving, you look for it. Because that's why sometimes you see people just finish 4 rakat salah and then he'll put his hand in the pocket. And then he's looking. What is looking? Maybe I don't know what is looking there for the message which is going to come all of a sudden. 20, 30 years back we had standard phones. Fixed phone, and there was no problem. We lived also, people survived. Before phone, there was no phone. People used to survive on the letters. They also survived. And before that, there was no letter also. So this is not end of the world. But something which remained from 1400 years is the salah, is the Quran, is the dhikrullah. This remain ever. And our engagement should be with that. So this ayah is telling us that you are going to recite the Quran, and Quran will have effect on you, which will soften your skin also, but will also cause softening of the heart. Because heart is the reality of the body. Heart is the ruler of the body. Actually, Ibn Sirin, Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, there is a book called Al-Bidayah wal-Nihaya, the beginning and the ending of the, on his story perspective. He's also written Tafsir. In that he brings the first riwayah that when Allah created this Bani Adam and made him into a form before blowing the ruh existed into him, Shaitan just looked at him and said, I'm wondering, what is this been made? So since he has got power, Allah has given, yajri ka majri yaddam. He can enter in our body parts like the way blood is flowing. He can go every part. So he went into Adam alayhi salam to say, I'm going to come out with some analysis. And he went around and then he came out and telling the malaika that this man is dependent. He depends on oxygen. He depends on water. He depends on food in order to survive. He depends on the earth he has to stand. He cannot fly, something, etc. But there was something that I could not go in. I tried, but I had no access. There was a flesh inside, flesh. And he was referring to the heart. That the heart, Allah has made it so precious that even shaitan has got no access. Actual shaitan sits on the side of the heart and then he whispers, like, you know, waves, like radio waves. You get it from far away messages. So he waves there and he says, oh, look, because if he cannot take you for major shirk, he'll bring you to bid'ah. If he cannot take you for bid'ah, he'll make you delay your fard. Give importance to the sunnah, maybe. Give importance to the nafal. But he wants to bring you down and down, and they don't give up. It's such a nation that Allah has made. لَأَقْعُدَنَّهُمْ مِنْ صِرَاطِكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. I'm going to sit on their way and make sure they don't go on the right path. لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I'll make sure I come from every direction. If they're praying salah, I'll be sitting in their mind. Soon as they start the salah, I'll make them, they just exercise, but they mentally somewhere else. In salah, outside salah, everywhere they're taking. And technology is helping him. Dajjal, before he comes, they lay out the network. Preparation of the earth. That's how it has happened. So my respected brothers, heart was referred there. That heart I could not enter, shaitan says. The reality of person is in heart. That's why Allah is mentioning here, تَقْشَعِرُّ مِنْهُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ. Eventually I send the message now into your heart by softening it. When it gets softened, what happens? يَتَّبِعُ أَوْ يَذْهَبُ إِلَى ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ. Then it remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah says here, brings another riwayah, he says that أَلَا إِنَّ فِي كُلِّ جَسَدِ الْمُضْغَةِ إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. Now Nabi alayhi salam said that in human body there is a flesh. If that particular flesh is reformed, then whole body is reformed. If it is corrupt and mischievous, the whole body becomes mischievous. The only thing can influence heart. One is the whisper from outside and one is a physical blood if it is haram. If we take haram by lying, by cheating, by usurping somebody's property, etc., then it's going to go into the heart after eating that. So it will become mischievous. Then it will command the body organs. Because body organs get the signal through the mind. He sends him a signal there. Then he tells, okay, chat now. So you don't enjoy your own spouse, but you want to chat with somebody else. You don't tell, okay, look at the picture. And you want to repeat. All watching. Listen to music, it gives you some kind of... So all these body organs, it will take them towards haram. So we need to come back to the Quran. And believe me, it's going to take time. It's not going to be overnight. That you read Quran today and then you're going to become a saintly person. You keep on reading from one Ramadan to next Ramadan. Ramadan comes in order to train us. That's why Allah put the rebellious shaitan away, made our heart also soften. He provided us a conducive environment where people are not eating. They're becoming weaker and they're becoming more pious. So that the 11 months you can control yourself. 1 month was a training, the 11 months was a practicing. Then again another time Allah brings about the Ramadan. So people, they look forward to the Ramadan. 6 months, they look, the predecessor, the pious people, they say, is mentioned, that they would make dua for 6 months. Ya Allah, balighna Ramadan. Allah, make us that we reach the Ramadan. Ramadan is over, then the next 6 months, they would make dua, Allah, accept the Ramadan, and they would make shukr that Allah, you made us go through the month of Ramadan, where forgiveness were given, the Quran was brought to such a height as far as the reward is concerned on that particular night, that calculation fails. Alif, Lam, Mim. These three letters, it's actually one verse, a small verse, but three letters. In the normal day is 30 hasanat. 30 hasanat. Each letter, one hasana. But then when it comes to the Laylatul Qadr, which is going to happen in the month of Ramadan now, then the calculation goes up to 80 years of ibadat. One letter every second of that day, and then that night, and then the 80 years. Actually, then when you just read Surah Fatiha and you try to calculate through 80 years, and the 10 hasanat which comes 700 in the month of Ramadan, the calculation will fail. So much of reward Allah gives us. So let us take advantage of this particular day. Let us abstain 100% from sin. No more watching. We need to delete many of the applications, believe me. Then your mind will come right. Because memory will remain there. But once you delete it, then Allah also delete it from the mind. Then you can devote yourself. Some application must be put off. Time must be devoted, budgeted properly. Then now it is time to read my Quran. Let me try to finish 2-3 Quran in the month of Ramadan with Quranic recitation. Increase in ibadat, specifically the salah, which are nawafil. We know we read fard, then we also read the sunnah muakkada 12 rak'ah. Then we also increase by the salat al-taraweeh, but not to forget to get the tahajjud salah. Just before suhoor, soon as you wake up, you have a lot of time. Read 2 rak'ah, 4 rak'ah, salatul tahajjud. Qiyamul layl, if you can, 8 rak'ah, if you have longer time. But then in the morning, when you wake up after sleeping, maybe a little while, before you go to work or you're at home, make sure you read Ishraq and Salatul Duha. Salatul Duha is kind of giving you insurance policy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cover your joints. 360 joints. Those who read Salatul Duha throughout their life, they don't go through arthritis. But in case somebody already went now, so you didn't lose all the joints. Maybe you lost some, maybe knee, maybe sometime, or maybe the back. But your hands are working, your neck is working, your face can move around. A lot of joints are still. So appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading 2 rak'ah salah. And then this is such an amazing salah that it gives you guarantee of cure physical body. But because subcontinent people like me and you, we love money and we love wealth. Because Allah says, I shall also give you risk. Surah Salah, 2 rak'ah salah at duha. Ishraq is for the rewarding purposes, and salat duha is for the guarantee of your bonus plus the wealth. And try it, practice it few. It's not that overnight, as I said, but if you continuously do with consistency, then you'll see the result that Allah has given. So much of barakah. I feel so much healthy now, better. So the nawafil salah as well. May Allah give us tawfiq of practicing on whatever we have mentioned. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم اللهم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا همّا إلا فرجته ولا حاجة هي لك رضا إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك اللهم ربنا تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وسائر عباداتنا يا رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله. Thank you.